Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. As you watch today's storm, shoveling was probably the first thing on your mind, but freshly fallen snow can inspire childlike wonder and spark creativity. Wilson Snowflake Bentley was a Victorian-era Vermont farmer who became fascinated with snow early on and eventually captured the world's first microphotographs of dazzling ephemeral snow crystals. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited an exhibit in Vermont that is preserving Bentley's legacy.
It seems Wilson Alwyn Bentley was born in the perfect place, Jericho, Vermont, about 12 miles east of Burlington, where around 100 inches of snow fall each winter.
This was the time of year that he loved more than anything. Well, the rest of the farmers were cursing it and saying, oh, I can't wait for summer. Willie was in his glory.
Sue Richardson is Bentley's great-grandniece and caretaker of his legacy. He lived on the family's dairy farm where, over more than four decades, starting in the late 1800s, he captured more than 5,000 unique snow crystals.
Even today, if you see a photograph of a snow crystal, there's a pretty good probability it's one of his. And he's the one that taught us that no two snow crystals, or no two snowflakes, as they use the term, are alike.
Technically, snowflakes are clumps of tiny snow crystals, which are those icy specks we catch on our coat sleeves. Richardson has a few of Bentley's images tattooed on one arm. She's eager to share his story, which fills two small galleries inside Jericho's historic old red mill.
That's Willie as a young man when he was about 20 years old. Right around the time he first successfully photographed a snow crystal.
But getting there took years. Bentley's quest began when his mother gave him a microscope. After seeing a single magnified snow crystal, he was hooked. Then Bentley asked for a camera. His parents used a $100 inheritance to buy one for his 17th birthday in 1882.
Land was selling for about $3 an acre, and this camera was $100. That was a huge amount of money to a farmer in Vermont. You can see in this photograph him with the camera, and here it is.
The jerry-rigged device is part bellows camera, part microscope. Bentley set it up in an unheated woodshed. He experimented with catching falling crystals on a tray, then transferring their delicate forms to a microscope slide with a turkey feather. If a crystal met his specifications, he gently moved the gem and slide to his camera, all while wearing big mittens, hoping for enough light and holding his breath. His patience paid off on January 18, 1885.
The day that I developed the first negative made by this method and found it good, I felt almost like falling on my knees beside that apparatus and worshiping it. I knew then that what I had dreamed of doing was possible. It was the greatest moment of my life.
Bentley set out to share the beauty he discovered with the world, along with everything he learned about the weather conditions that created different snow crystals. Richardson says he wrote articles for magazines, colleges used his images in classrooms, and he came to be known as the Snowflake Man. But for about two decades, the scientific community ignored Bentley's poetic writings.
The snow crystals come to us not only to reveal the wondrous beauty of the minute in nature, but to teach us that all earthly beauty is transient and must soon fade away.
The way that he described his snow crystals, it was so eloquent and yet scientific. He made that so rich.
Mark Breen is senior meteorologist at the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium in St. Johnsbury. He's read Bentley's articles for the American Meteorological Society and marvels at the self-educated scientist's photos and observations.
Let's face it, you know, he was working way over 100 years ago, and the quality of his work and the things that he did, you know, it still stands up today.
Meteorologists eventually embraced Bentley in his day. Then a book containing 2,000 of his best images was published in 1931. But just a few weeks later, Snowflake Bentley's passion led to his demise.
He had traveled into Burlington It had been a year where we'd had no snow.
Richardson says her uncle was on the train home when he saw flakes falling. Excited and determined to get back to his camera, Bentley walked home 6 miles in a blizzard and caught a pneumonia.
And on December 23rd, 1931, he passed away, not having photographed a single snow crystal that winter.
Bentley is buried in his hometown cemetery with a simple gravestone that reads Wilson Snowflake Man. Richardson says 90 years after his death, people still travel long distances to Jericho to see his camera, microscope, and lots of photos of snow crystals. She's seventh generation Bentley and is proud of her great uncle, but admits her feelings for snow can be mixed.
When it's snowing really hard sometimes, I'll just kind of look to the heavens and say, sorry, Uncle Willie, but I wish this would stop.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.